proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, and today is one-star strip club reviews day.
Yes, yes. This is a fun day of the week. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from real strip clubs across America. And we've got some heavy hitters today. We will start in Morrisville, Pennsylvania.
At a place I love that. I love Morrisville, Pennsylvania.
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
there's a strip club there called Sugar and Spice. And a guy named Tom left a one-star review on Yelp. And he said, "Just be prepared to wipe your feet on the way out. This strip club smells like Pine Sol, helicopter smoke, and prison hallways." "And the dancers are old and borrowed. Yuck. It just can't get any worse." One star.
What does borrowed mean?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound complimentary, obviously, but.
It doesn't at all. And I've never heard somebody refer to it smelling like helicopter smoke. I don't even know what that means, but that is funny.
So I'm wondering if he actually knows what helicopter smoke smells like, and he knows what prison hallways smell like.
Probably.
He's used both references there.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. Then we'll go west out to Euless, Texas, at a place called Baby Dolls. Josh left a one-star review. "This entire place is bullshit. I went in last week and I spent over $400. And then I go back tonight and then they tell me they don't allow neck tattoos." What? They didn't have a problem taking my money just a couple weeks before. I mean, what a load of bullshit. I have a friend from out of state that wanted to go. I don't understand. Again, this is bullshit. He was upset.
That does sound like something that they would just make up on the spot, right? Well, we don't want to let this guy in. Like, he may have been a jerk the last time he was there spending so much money. Yeah. And they were like, "We just got to figure out a way to keep him out." It's like, you know what? We don't allow neck tattoos. Sorry.
Yeah. They're making it. You're totally right. They're making it up on the fly.
And they pick something that they know he can't do anything about.
Yes. Yeah.
Because if they said, you got to have a belt as part of the dress code, you got to be wearing a belt to come in here, he could say, "Well, I'll go get one out of my truck."
Yeah.
he can't do that if you say you're not allowed neck tattoos.
No, and there's no sign that you can buy like Office Depot that has all the rules for a strip club like you could find for the community pool. Like,
yeah,
you got to shower, no flip-flops, or no glass. They don't make one of those for strip clubs. So they're just like, yeah, no neck tattoos for you, buddy. Crazy.
Yeah, tonight we're not allowing brown eyes.
Yeah.
Got brown eyes, you can't come in tonight.
Sorry, buddy. Then we'll go up to Sayersville, New Jersey, at a place called the 35 Gentlemen's Club. Mark left a one-star review. "I parked my car and then left after they said my girlfriend, who was a diabetic, could not bring in her insulin. But anyway, I went to the Sapphire in New York that night. I will be going back to this place to get my money I spent for parking returned to me." One star. So he's going to try to go reclaim his parking fee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm guessing that it's substantial.
Yes.
Because they were telling me that, and I didn't realize this, in Nashville, even on the weekends, if you go down into that area where all the tourists and all that partying is going on and stuff on Broadway, they call it,
yeah,
that if you pay to park down there, it's average about $50.
Oh, to park $50. Yeah. To park.
Yeah.
That's the highest I've ever heard of any concert. I mean, what is it when you go to a football game? $20, $25 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
50 is out of control.
Yeah. So, okay. That, you know, he may be, you know, it'd be worth his trip down there to try to get his money back on that. Yeah. Now, if he's trying to go back and get $5, you know.
Yeah.
And it tells you something. I wonder if she had, I guess she had the syringes instead of an insulin pump.
It sounds that way.
Yeah.
He just said they wouldn't let her bring in her insulin, but that's probably what he's referring to. No, you know, you can't bring in the needles.
Yeah.
Then we'll go to Hardeeville, South Carolina, at a place called Temptations. Alan left a one-star review. I was in Savannah with 11 other guys this weekend, and we were looking for a spot to drop a lot of cash. We was met by a big African-American with poor boundaries and seemed to be under the influence by how much he was sweating and slurring his words. He was employed by you guys attempting to hand out your business cards. He had a huge cigar that he carried around and even touched my friend inappropriately. I wish I could give you guys a good review, but we never made it. We went to a competitor and made it rain. One star.
Yeah. You need to pick your employees, your representatives, a lot better than what you're doing. You need to vet them.
Yes. Yes. So this guy's, you've seen those guys. They hand out like this, the cards for the strip club, trying to entice you to come in. And yeah, he said this guy was just toting around a huge cigar and sweating too much.
Yeah. They used to do that, at the, in the parking lots after Carolina Panthers games. I don't know if they still do, but yeah, they'd be standing out there when people come out of the stadium. And the card is like, it's a business card thing, but it also would have a coupon. You know, $2 off cover charge.
Yeah, we even had a guy approach us with one of those cards, and they said, we'll pick you up. We'll send a car to come pick you guys up and bring you back over to the club. And they do make an enticing deal if you want to go do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we'll go to Fort Worth, Texas, at a place called Roxy's Showgirls. Mike left a one-star review. Do not come here. I came in last week, and I got robbed by two Cubans. One girl's name was Taddy, and I can't remember the other girl's name. One's blonde and one's brunette. Well, the manager supposedly fired them. Well, tonight me and my buddy come in and they both are working in there again. The other girls told me that the manager lets them rob people. So fellas, avoid this club, avoid the manager, go down the street instead, or hell, even go to Dallas. One star.
So. Yeah. The manager may be in on it.
It sounds like that's what he's implying.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's see here. Then we'll go
I know they was Cuban because that's what I requested.
I'm kind of into the name Taddy. That's kind of a cool name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go to Charleston, South Carolina, at a place called King Street Cabaret. Alex left a one-star review. Getting in was easy and the cover was low. The DJ, though, was openly homophobic, throwing slurs to two men sitting near the stage over the microphone, and kept on doing it for 5 minutes, despite boos and gestures for him to stop. I'm not into supporting businesses that allow this kind of blatant discrimination. To the DJ working on August 28th, F you, dude. I hope you rot. One star.
Now, is this a gay strip club?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know.
Really,
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
I mean, if you're going to do that, why would you even apply to be the DJ in there if you got a problem with gay people?
You're openly homophobic. Yeah. Hey, here's Josh, the openly homophobic DJ.
He's doing the prime time slot at Wacky's, Whacker strip club for men.
Yeah.
Men strippers.
Imagine trying to get a reference. They're like, well, he's a great DJ. Okay. Well, what's the downside? Well, he is pretty aggressively, openly homophobic. Oh, well.
On the mic.
On the mic during. Oh, well, I didn't know that. Maybe he's not the guy for us.
So I'm wondering what kind of stuff he was saying. Hey, why are y'all not tipping these girls? You must be gay.
Yeah, it sounds that way. And kept on going for 5 minutes despite boos and gestures for him to stop.
Hey, what are your names? Neil and Bob, or is that what you do?
Oh, man. What a scene out there at And of course, these are just what people leave on the internet. We don't know that any of this is true, but it is the reviews that you can find online. And then we'll wrap up in Heartbreakers in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with maybe the most heartbreaking story, one-star review I've ever heard. So that's a fitting name for a strip club. Here is what Jason says. I can only say this for one girl. She took advantage of me. She got very friendly and even came to the hospital after my surgery. I'll try not to mention her name because I still feel for her, but she was very wrong for getting me kicked out because she doesn't want me to spend money on other girls. I even took her to my house for a sleepover. No sex. I was happy with that, and I paid her for her time. But after that, she started asking me to pay her up front at the club. I asked her not to tell me that she loves me just for the money. And then I get kicked out so she doesn't have to see me spending money on other girls. Jeff, the manager, starts a rumor and tells her I called the club and said she's having an affair on me. I wouldn't recommend the club because they hustle you. Just a tip. Sell dances, not false hope. 1 star.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. You've got a stripper coming to the hospital after your surgery to like sort of, you know.
Yeah. And I wonder if he paid her, if she wanted money for that.
I'm sure. This guy sounds like a mark.
I came and visited you in the hospital. I mean, don't you think that's worth, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he spent a ton of money. And then he says that the manager goes around telling everybody, hey, that guy called. He said, you're having an affair on him, which I totally believe. He's saying he made that up, but I completely believe that this guy called the strip club and said, hey, she's messing around on me.
Now, I also believe that she got mad because he gave money to some other strippers.
No doubt. No doubt about it. She was probably pissed as well.
Mm-hmm. Not because she was jealous because they're in a relationship, but just like all of your money goes to me.
Exactly. Yeah, she's running game on him, and he just doesn't get it at all. He's like, don't just sell dances, not false hope. It's like, well.
Yeah. And you know, he was okay with just a sleepover.
Yeah.
Because he was, you know, think, well, this is going to lead somewhere else, and it's going to be meaningful.
Yep.
Whoa. Total.
Yeah. So.
Dope.
What a total dope. Exactly, TJ. You hit it on the head with that one. So those are the 1-star strip club reviews.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to TJRiggins.com/deals and save 20%.